Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what we think about you. We think you're a highly intelligent individual. Robert Fritz is our guest and our new friend, folks. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend. Robert is the founder of DMA and Technologies for Creating. He is the author of a number of books, including the new one I'm holding in my hand, which he co-authored with Ruch Bodekin, and the book is called The Managerial Moment of Truth. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Folks, those of you who've been listening to my show for a while know that we've been talking about honesty and truth and trust and these issues, ethics. We spend a lot of time talking about ethics on the show. We have a number of ethical experts on the show. And Robert, one of the things that we've talked about over the years on this show is that small business owners, all businesses, but of course we just focus on small businesses, change is something that we can't just learn to deal with. We have to lead with change.
Right.
And in a small business, you cannot lead with change. And of course, the idea of leading with change means that you don't create a casualty list. You can't
right.
do that if you can't be truthful.
And we have to really understand that truth is, while we all subscribe to it as a value, is really pretty hard to do in practice, because the moment we start to think about telling people the truth, we feel emotional conflict ourselves, and we avoid that conflict by softening the blow to the point where they don't know what we're talking about.
Well,
and, what we've done is we've written a book that really not only makes the point that truth is important, but really tells people practically how to put it into practice.
Well, and when you talk about telling the truth, you're not talking about not lying. You're talking about being honest with people about what you expect from them.
About everything, actually. But certainly about what we expect and what's going on in reality. So really describing reality accurately.
Well, the reason I point that out, the reason I said it that way, Robert, is because a lot of people listening would say, wait a minute, I'm truthful, I don't lie, but wait a minute. You know, do you? Or, you know, maybe you do. And this is what I want you to talk to us about.
Well, you know, first of all, we make a big distinction in the book between the difference between, on the one hand, really telling the truth by pursuing the objective reality. What have we really got here? And secondly, simply dumping your opinions on other people and calling that truth. For years in organizations, people have, you know, sat across from each other in special workshops and, you know, insulted each other hour after hour. And the name of truth, nothing positive has ever happened from those things except people's feelings are rightfully hurt. And what we want to do is we want to say to each other, look, let's back up and really study reality. What have we got here? So one of the things that the managerial moment of truth is it's not an admonishment. It's a place where we say, okay, look, let's back up. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Am I seeing what you're seeing? Now, a lot of times, it's very simple stuff. You know, the report was due on Wednesday. It's now Thursday. You know, I mean, there's a difference there between what we said we'd do and what we actually did. There are four steps of this process, so let me kind of quickly describe them so you
okay.
can see the practical aspects of it. So the first step is to be able to actually acknowledge reality. So I've got many clients now that are working with this process. Invariably, all of them say, gosh, you know, funnily enough, step one is the hardest. And really, technically, step one is the easiest, because all you're doing is you're describing what we have. But the situation is that often people confuse what they've got with how it got to be that way. And so they're mixing subject matter, so it's really hard to have the conversation. So what we've done is we said, okay, step one, let's stay on topic here. What is the actual reality that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And invariably, the managerial moment of truth is when you have a difference between what was expected and what was delivered.
So you're saying when you're having that conversation with your employees, make sure that you stay on the topic and you don't bring in a bunch of other stuff.
Right, right.
All right.
Second point is once we've established, okay, look, you know, here's what reality is, and we both agree that that is reality, then the next step is to really analyze how it got to be that way. Now, usually when people say, how did it get to be that way? Well, the order came in late. And so it becomes, you know, you point to one symptom, and that's supposed to tell us what happened. But it really doesn't adequately and usefully tell us what happened. What we want to do is really track the thought process, the decision-making process. You know, what did you, when you first got this, what did you think, and how did you plan on doing it? And what assumptions did you make, and were they true, and what was the problem? You know, because this is where we're going to really find the most bang for our buck in terms of increasing performance. Now, actually, Bruce Bedokin, who's the CEO of Blue Shield of California, and I was working with him in instituting a lot of his leadership principles that he was putting into the company. One of the things I saw that the leadership principles would not be able to be put in unless people had the ability to tell each other the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the common practice was people were very nice there to each other, very polite, very civil, and also never truthful enough to be able to really learn from what they were doing.
What was holding, those managers, what was holding them back
from
the truth?
I think that what was holding them back is inability to know how to do it productively. I mean, you know, a lot of us have tried to be truthful, and it's either backfired or...
It hurt somebody's feelings or whatever. Maybe we don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Maybe we don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
That's right. That's exactly it. So, but these folks also told me that they were underutilizing between 25% and 40% of their capacity.
Wow.
Now, you think about it, and I think that's true, by the way, and I think it's true of most of
them. You mean the managers were saying that about their people, or the people were saying that about themselves?
No, the managers were saying about the way they were managing.
Yeah.
That because this was the telltale sign. They would bypass the weaker performers, and the lion's share of the work went to their superstars,
mm-hmm.
who were being burnt out.
Right.
And then this is not unique to Blue Shield. This is just a common
right.
pattern that we see. Here's the proposition. You can add between 25% and 40% of capacity to your organization without adding any cost.
Right.
I mean, my goodness.
I'm in favor of that. Hold on to that thought, Robert. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get Robert to tell us how to find that 25 to 40%. And I'll tell you what, folks, I don't know about you, but I believe he's right. And yours may be 5 to 10%, maybe not 40%, but there's low-hanging fruit probably. And I think Robert has the answer. We're going to get him to give it to us right after these messages. It's 20 after. The book is called The Managerial Moment of Truth. Back, it's 23 after the hour. Almost lost the clock there, folks. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back, and Robert Fritz is our guest. He's our new friend, the co-author of The Managerial Moment of Truth, and that's what we're talking about here. Robert, why don't you give us a website, please?
It's www.robertfritz.com.
With a Z, Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z, with a Z,
.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, and the book's available wherever books are sold.
Right.
And Bruce Bedokin, did I say his last name correctly?
You did.
Bruce Bedokin and Robert Fritz are the two authors. You know, Robert, one of the things my audience has heard me say a zillion times, and they're rolling their eyes because they know what I'm about to say right now, and that is that we all have too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And so we can't afford 10%, let alone 40% of ineffective management, ineffective performance out of our folks. We desperately need to know how to go out and get that performance, because if we could have it, what you're saying is, and I agree with you, is that that's what that is costing us money, but it wouldn't cost us anything to fix it.
Well, you know, what's on the other side of telling the truth is learning. And what's not available when you don't tell the truth is learning. And
right.
the learning is what improves the performance. So this really very much is focused on a learning proposition. You know,
let me stop you for a second.
People, what can we learn from it that we actually could then be better at next time?
Let me stop you for a second, and I want to land on that because I think that's a very important point that you just made. That when you're not learning, when you're not telling the truth, nobody's learning anything. When you have an employee who isn't getting the job done, you're not doing them any favors. They're not learning anything if you don't tell them, if you don't explain to them where they're falling short and what they need to do to fix that.
Or at least explore with them how. I mean, I think our approach is, instead of telling them what they need to do to fix it, is to really find out. I mean, this is step two in our process. Step one is to acknowledge reality. Step two is to really track how it happened. And you, in a way, if you don't track how it happened, you know, at a real blow-by-blow, step-by-step, you're not going to really help them understand or help yourself understand what they need to know for next time out. And by the way, the other two steps is step three, create a plan. From having tracked it, you now know how to create a plan for next time. And step four is a feedback thing to make sure the plan's in place and that it's working well. But, I mean, those are very logical steps, but they're easy to say. But to actually put them into practice takes a bit of discipline. The payoff is unbelievable.
I have a little thing that I've been talking about on the show for a long time, and I wonder if you think this would be a good tool to use to get to the truth. And that is what I've told my audience is that whenever someone in your who works with you does something and they make a mistake, they fail or make some kind of a mistake in the process of taking initiative within their assignment, ask them, what did we learn? Is that a good question to ask to get to the truth?
It is, but I think in a way our approach takes that notion of what did we learn and breaks it down into some comprehensive steps that makes the learning even more precise.
Right.
You know?
All right.
By the way, if you didn't happen to have these four steps and didn't have our book, it would still be a great thing. And you're absolutely on the right track, the right orientation.
Well, take what you just said and break it down for us again.
Okay, so before I do, I also want to say that sometimes the difference in expectation and what was delivered is that what was delivered is better than the expectation. We call that a positive moment of truth.
Right.
And that's also a learning experience. You know, gosh, we really did a great job here.
Can we
learn from that and begin to institutionalize it?
Let's clone that, right?
Yeah, you bet. So here are the four steps, again, in a nutshell. The first is to make sure we're really on the same page about reality. The second step is to
are we on the same page about reality, which means that both of us understood in the beginning what was expected of everything.
Or at least at this point that we know, look, here's where we are. You know, this was what we said we'd do. This is what we actually did.
Okay. Now, number two.
To track how it came to pass. And this is not just like a pointing to something like a problem or an excuse, but to really track the entire thought process, because in that you're going to find that there are assumptions that people make that sometimes are not true, and yet they build them into everything they do, or there's a weakness in their systemic approach, or you know, maybe they got the sequence wrong, or maybe there's a design issue there that we don't know about. The point is, if we just kind of do it anecdotally, we're not going to get real understanding.
Right. All right.
So we got to really track it. And in a way, that's technically the most important and precise part of the whole process.
All right. What's next?
If we do that right, step three falls right out of that, which is, okay, here's what we're going to do next time out. And step four is, okay, let's make sure that's happening, so let's build in a feedback system to track it. So that's those are the four steps that you can do that with corrective kinds of moments of truth when we're really trying to become better at what we're doing. And you can do it when it's really good performance that we want to institutionalize.
Could we say, to me it seems that people who might not want to give this kind of feedback to their employees are worried about how they're going to take it. But because if they're being that honest, but it seems to me what you ought to be saying is, you know, what if this makes them really happy that they have this kind of feedback from me?
Absolutely. But let's take it from a strategic
point of view
overall.
I've only got 10 seconds, Robert. Go ahead.
Okay. If you start with small steps, the people will find out that it's really good and proper to tell the truth and it's productive.
the managerial moment of truth, wherever books are sold, by Bruce Badakhin and Robert Fritz. Robert, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to learn from you.
I'd be delighted to. Love talking to you.
Thank you. Robert Fritz, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, and I'll be back after these messages with our good friend Dave Anderson. We're going to talk some more about leadership strategies with our good friend Dave. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.